Right now, you might have heard this story. It's not a good story. It's not a good one for us common folk. Plan to introduce paid beach club on section of Bondi Beach. Oh, class divide.
They're trying to make it like Europe, you know, like the Amalfi Coast. You have those big lounges, all that jazz. It's not a vibe. Let Bondi be Bondi.
Last time I checked, Australia wasn't Europe. Keep Australia the way it is. Beachgoers may soon have to fork out a fee to enter part of Bondi Beach after a plan was put forward to turn a section of the sand into an exclusive beach club. Yeah, the proposal has been submitted to the Waverley Council to block off a section of the beach, add in seating, serves customers food and alcohol right on the sand as they can't sojourn in Europe this year. I like this bit. It says, the men who will come to the club will likely be doctors, surgeons, bankers, investors, directors and entrepreneurs, whilst the women who visit the club would occupy a similar high-end platform, with attendees having roles in publishing, advertising, fashion, beauty and modelling, according to the proposal. Well, know your demo.
My God.
It's rubbed people up the wrong way. There was a proposal. There was something to have the beach club happen, and now that proposal has been swamped with proposals to stop the beach club from happening. And unfortunately, Channel 10 has been lapping this up, and there's a new show coming to our screens.
Tonight on Bondi Beach Club Rescue, local lifeguards have their hands full with the country's snobby elite at the new cordoned-off upper-class area of the beach.
Yeah, there's a real class divide here at Bondi nowadays. The beach is supposed to be for everyone, you know. It's just real un-Australian.
Trouble at the cocktail bar has everyone on edge.
Oh, my God, seriously, I need a f***ing mini umbrella for this pina colada and two glassade cherries. What the hell am I paying for if there's no garnish? Do you know how many Insta followers you guys will miss out on if I don't tag you in my story?
One of the country's top lawyers is annoyed he can't sunbathe nude.
Sir, can you please put some trunks on? This is not a nude beach.
Well, why is that man allowed to be naked then?
He's a real estate agent. His penis is too small to be considered offensive. You, on the other hand, that's a different matter.
And an unprecedented death has everyone in shock.
Yeah, unfortunately, a plastic surgeon's 45-year-old wife has passed away while sunbaking. What we think has happened is she's had so much cosmetic work done, she has literally just melted away into her own towel. Take me back to
the sweet times, the hot night. The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Week lifting the stigma of those farts that you've trusted. A little bit later on, Matthew's massive mistake. We will unleash the brown microphone and Chewy Louie is about a quarter of the way through a Musaman curry, eating it very tentatively. I don't understand
why. Not super hungry and I've never told you I liked a beef Musaman in my life.
Well, be one with the beef Musaman. That's all I can say. Cherish the beef Musaman.
No.
Look, right now, it's kickoff shart week. And I've got a couple of shart stories that we'll be able to share, a couple of shart tales that we can spin over the week. That's what it's all about. It's the festival of shart. But this one is called The Curse of the Coconut Laksa. If there's three things that I like when I go on a Thailand holiday, it's the cuisine, it's the go-karts, and it's the sex tourism. I was on my way back from the Middle East and thought that I would stop in to Pattaya for a week on the way home before I came back to Australia. I arrived about 5 p.m. that night. By the time I got from Bangkok Airport, it was about 7 p.m. I was pretty tired. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, easy on the sex tourism. You've got a whole week for that.
Yeah, take it easy. It's your first night. Don't go too overboard.
I thought, there's no need. I'll grab myself a nice coconut laksa down at the street there, and I'll have an early night, and then I'll be full of beans, ready tomorrow for a lot of go-karting and a lot of sex tourism. Went and got me coconut laksa. It was about 120 baht from memory. Well worth the money. Great coconut laksa. A little on the spicy side. The bamboo shoots were probably a little raw.
You're not good with spice either.
No. All in all, though, not a bad laksa.
7 out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I had the coconut laksa, I went back to the hotel, watched a little bit of TV, and then decided to call it a night. I woke up in the morning with some awful stomach pangs, which is very unlike me. Usually, I'm not much of a vomiter, I'm not much of a sharter, and my tummy was all over the place. But I had my heart set on some go-karts, and I had my heart set on some sex tourism. So what I always
really don't want these three things to go together in a story.
Well, just to sort of grow accustomed to the local culture, I thought, well, I'll start off my first day in Thailand with a soapy massage. And I've had soapy massages before. We've talked about the soapy massages
on
the show.
You got a rash last time.
That was the first time I went to Thailand. I'd learnt since then where not to go and where to go.
Right, you're a veteran on the soapy massage.
Yeah, these guys, it's more of a paraben-free soap that they use for their soapy massages.
Perfect for you.
I think, oh, I'm a little grumbly, but I've got a big day of sex tourism and go-karting. So I walk there. I pick myself up a coffee. I walk there and the soapy massage is going to plan. It is going pretty much how all soapy massages have gone. For anyone who doesn't know, Google it. It involves a lilo bed, a naked Thai lady, and a lot of soap. I was having a great time. There was no friction to speak of. And then just as I finished, I did a sneaky fart.
Oh, God. And could you not have just held it in?
Well, I wanted to let it all out. I'd been emptied in other orifices, so I thought I may as well just go back to ground zero. And it's actually the worst time to do a fart because even the driest of farts after a soapy massage feel a little wet.
This is so gross. Because this is honestly disgusting.
Shart Week 2020. Because there's still a little bit of soap simmering in your backs and cracks, it was very hard. I thought, oh, no, I couldn't have. Surely it must just be a little bit of extra soap back there. Surely I haven't rinsed properly.
I can't deal with this.
And I think nothing of it. And I leave it. Of course, after the sex tourism, I've got some go-karts to go to.
At least you went to the bathroom before the go-karts.
I'm walking to the go-karts, which is only about a kilometre away from the soapy massage parlour, and I'm squeezing together. I'm going, no. Surely not. This must be excess soap. Must be. And I'm sort of wiggling around. I'm
stop
at the 7-Eleven.
Moving
my hips. Going, what's, is this soap or is the, have I done the unthinkable here? It wasn't until I was in the line at the go-karts that my suspicions have been confirmed because some Aussie bogan from behind goes, geez, this go-kart place stinks of shit.
I
said, oh, all right, I think I'll miss the carts today. Hobble back home. Lo and behold, you know, you do a test patch with the toilet paper when you get home, don't you? Worst fears confirmed.
You are so gross.
So, look, no harm, no foul. It could have gone a lot worse. But that is the story of the curse of the coconut laksa.
Have you had a coconut laksa since?
Never had a coconut laksa since. And a 133353, look, for a $100 tradie undies voucher.
Shark Week, the big questions. What's it all about? Am I even wearing undies? What if I'm listening to Lakey with headphones and I fart? How do I know that it's not a shart? God, why is that person looking at me? Don't look at your leg. Don't look at your leg. These are the big questions of Shark Week. But of course, the biggest one is...
Call up if you have sharted.
133353. Shart stories. Now, I can't stress enough that triplem.com.au is the main portal of where you go to register your shart stories. But for one night only and a $100 tradie undie voucher, we are opening up the phones on 133353 for you to share your stories. Lift the stigmas. Have you sharted in your career? Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. Shark Week, the big questions. What's it all about? Am I even wearing undies? What if I'm listening to Lakey with headphones and I fart? How do I know that it's not a shart? God, why is that person looking at me? Don't look at your leg. Don't look at your leg. These are the big questions of Shark Week. But of course, the biggest one is...
Call up if you have sharted.
133353. It may be the only chance, apart from heading to triplem.com.au, to enter your Shart Week story. Of course, a lifetime supply of tradie undies up for grabs for the best shart story for Shart Week. Destigmatising when you follow through in your jeans. Plenty of calls coming through. It doesn't surprise me. We've had plenty of entries on triplem.com.au. The people have spoken, and Shart Week is what we shall be delivering. Josh, you've heard my terrible story of the curse of the coconut laksa. Thank you for being so brave. Talk us through when you sharted.
Hi. A couple of years ago, went to a New Year's party and had a lot of food. We had a water slide. I was wearing white board shorts. Felt a bit queasy. Went to the toilet. Someone was in there, so I tried holding it. Did the little shuffle walk around, trying to hold it in, and it started running down my leg in white pants.
Well, thank you for being so brave. And it sounds like everything that could have happened did happen. It's what we call in the shark business a WCS, a worst case scenario.
And if you want to solve the 2020 no toilet paper, I used the friend's lawn for my disposal.
Ah, nice. I think what we call that in the biz is dogging, dragging your ass crack along the grass.
Stop just saying exactly. In the biz. It's not a business, sharting.
Shart Week is growing year upon year. It's the biggest week on the Danny Lakey Show radio calendar. Everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. Josh, you're in the draw for some undies. There's no doubt about it. Matt, on 133353, you sharted at a job interview.
Yes, I did. I had a big night with the boys the night before, and a friend suggested that I take this stuff called Pico Prep at the end of the night, which sort of flushes out your system. Then got an unexpected call the next morning to go to a job interview. And I didn't feel great, but I was sitting there talking to the HR person and, you know, put on the cool look and acting very knowledgeable. And then I don't know how to describe it. It was like a dribble, which became more than a dribble.
Oh, no.
And I was sitting there trying to answer questions about my experience while it was running down my leg, and I could actually feel it in my sock.
Oh, dear. And it's what we call in the biz the second wave, where you think you've just gotten away with one sly slug, and it's manageable, and then unfortunately the floodgates start to open. And once again, worst case scenario, everything that went wrong did go wrong. But I like that Matt has backed himself in and thought, you know what, it wasn't amazing circumstances, but I'm going to back myself in for the job. And if I shit myself, then so be it. I mean, there will be a radio segment in the future where I will have the chance at some ultimate payback by scoring myself $100 worth of tradie undies. Thank you, Matt. Phil in Chiswick. A lot of calls coming through. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you going?
Good. 80% of people named Phil have filled their jeans in the past with Shart. Talk us through your experiences.
You've made it up.
No,
okay, I just started a 14-hour shift doing door work, and I got about half an hour into the start of the shift, and I had curry chicken dinner before I'd gone to work. And unfortunately, I started feeling a bit of an upset tummy, and I was sort of so busy letting people into the actual venue, and let out a sneaky fart, and felt a suspicious moisture in the lower area of my underwear, and I thought there's no way I could actually go to the toilet at that stage. So basically I had to stand there for close to 14 hours. I did get a quick moment to go and check, and sure enough, yes, I had sharted. And I had to basically spray deodorant and all different things to try and mask the aroma for the 14 hours of working that night.
Wow. Which
wasn't a good feeling, but I got through. But it was quite embarrassing.
And thank you for your bravery, Phil, because the next time someone complains about working a 14-hour shift, just think, hey, do you have to do a 14-hour shift with shit in your jeans? Because this is... so. And it's my two...
You hope not.
It's my two least favourite words. Suspicious moisture.
It wasn't a good
time. And what I like about that, Phil trusted himself. He went in for the fart. This wasn't a floodgate sort of situation with Matt where he couldn't control it. Phil thought he was on top of this. And unfortunately, it doesn't go that way sometimes. Hey, in the interest of destigmatising the shart, I think we should get some more calls on. The phones are going off the hook. It is Shart Week after all. This will be the only chance to get your Sharts live via 133353. Some more Shart stories for Shart Week next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right now we're talking about brown sludge for Shart Week.
Hey, Rob, yeah? Just doing the laundry. Did you want me to chuck these Triple M branded undies that you won last week in the bin?
Right. What? Why?
Well, because the part that says Rock's greatest hits is now covered in Rob's greatest shits.
Aye, chuck it, mate.
That's an epic shart. And this is Shart Week on Triple M.
It is Shart Week on the Danny Lakey Show. If you've sharted recently, pick up a fresh pair of tradie undies at tradie.com. We've got a $100 voucher to give away tonight. We've got a year's supply of tradie undies to replace the ones you defaced for the best shart story of the week, Shart Week 2020. Now, we're going pretty shart heavy. I mean, you've got to kick off Shart Week with a bang. There's no point tiptoeing round a shart. We're getting an onslaught of shart calls coming through, much like the nature of a shart itself.
Okay, you've said shart about 8 times. I think people get the hint that it's Shart Week.
What people won't get the hint, though, is they'll go, oh, God, here we go. It's just going to be shart stories for 4 days straight. Is it? No. Oh, so much more. We'll be getting into the science of the shart. What causes the shart? When you've tried to shart, but you haven't. And vice versa. Jane on 133353, proving that females also shart. What's your shart story?
Very embarrassing. Nearly married, rushed to hospital with a bowel blockage, had massive surgery, got home from hospital and they said, oh, it'll be a while before you start working and everything will be back to normal. So here I was in bed with my new husband. Thought, yep, okay, go to sleep. And then I thought, oh, I'm so full of wind, I've got to let this go. So I did, and he was covered in it, I was covered in it, just everything just came out. And I woke him up and I said, you need to go and have a shower. And I had to change the bed and we both had to have a shower and I was just so embarrassed.
Well, we've got a dirty girl on our hands. There's no doubt about it.
Don't be saying that about Jane.
What we call this in the biz is the straw that broke the camel's back. A serious blockage that, unfortunately, the only way to perforate that blockage is with the steam of 1,000 poos coming all through at once. The question is, do you wash the sheets or do you replace the sheets?
I threw them away.
Yeah. It's seen too
smart,
much.
Smart
seen
choice.
Too much. Look, it's in the running. It's a good shart story. I like it when there's collateral damage involved, and it speaks wonders of a man's character. Even if you do ruin some Egyptian cotton, that he will stand by his lady, shower, and put it all behind him in the past. Thanks for your bravery, Jane. Brendan, hello.
There you go, mate.
Yeah, you sound like you've got it under control most of the time, but even a man as cool and calm as collected as you can let one through to the keeper every now and then.
Well, I don't know whether it was cool and calm, but a few boys decided one weekend we'd fly up and see an ex-football coach that coached us, and he was coaching up in Broadbeach on the Gold Coast.
Oh,
and,
I know.
Anyway, we've been on the source most of the day, and he picked us up from the airport at Coolangatta. Straight onto the wild turkeys, no food, nothing, all night on the source, just had a few nibblies along the way, but didn't pay dividends the next day because I've woken up and I was in the shower and I was spewing bile. I just felt shocking, and all I needed was a good feed of greasies. Mm. And the boys, we said, we'll go head down to Cavill Ave. We found the nearest all you could eat. And anyway, before that, I thought I'd sneak out a quiet one walking along Cavill Ave, and I actually followed through and shat myself, something shocking. I went straight into Hungry Jack's. Dad ran out of toilet paper, and the only thing I had was my own jocks. So I had to use my own jocks to clean the mess up. And then I end up with chafe at the end of the day because my arse cheeks are just rubbing together.
Well,
not good.
Too much information, Brendan.
Sounds like a terrible boys' weekend. And you know, 90% of all Hungry Jack's toilet usage is when someone has accidentally sharted. That is pretty much how they remain in business. Too many turkeys on the way in, Bailey's on the way out. Look, it happens, and Brendan will be stronger for the experience. It's in the draw for the $100 undies, and it's in the draw for the year's supply of tradie undies, Brendan. All right, last call. 133353 before we move on to other shart related content for Shart Week. Bill, hello.
G'day, buddy. How are you?
Good. You were a police officer in a previous life. What happened?
Yes. So what happened was I was taking a witness statement, and that female had to leave to go to the toilet. So I took the opportunity to let one rip. And what happened was that I sort of arched the back, and all of a sudden it just shot completely straight up my back. So I've gone, literally, oh, shit. So I've quickly raced into the cleaner's closet and cleaned myself up a bit. And before she got back, I could see that the seat that I was on, because they were padded cloth seats, there was a terrible mark left. So I quickly had to run into the kitchenette, make myself a quick cup of coffee, and then just throw it completely over the seat, also over the floor. Luckily enough, it was in the cleaner's closet as well. I got some of that spray that's like a lemon scented thing. Sprayed that everywhere. And when she came back in, she said, oh, what's happened? And I said, oh, the cleaner's has come in and he's made a shitload of a mess. And she's gone, oh, I didn't even see the cleaner. I said, yeah, I've made him duck out the other door. So look, we'll move to another room and I'll get someone else to complete the statement, because I've just realised that I've got to do something in another room.
Yeah. One of the great cover-ups. I mean, he's in the biz. He deals with cover-ups all the time. If there's anyone who can cover up one of the great sharts that's gone up his back. I like that as well. It's not every day that you hear a shart with so much pressure it goes against gravity.
No, well, that's the thing. The uniforms that we wore, because they were so tight-fitting, the only place it could go was up.
Yeah, well, it's been forced to play its hand. Love a man in a shitty uniform. Well done, Bill. Oh, I think to be a man of power, to relent and understand that even he is not bulletproof in his most vulnerable of times. Scores $100 tradie undies tonight.
Hey.
Well done. If you've sharted recently, you can pick up a fresh pair of tradie undies at tradie.com. Let's switch gears. Let's switch gears from Triple M listeners sharting to the story of Matthew's massive mistake next. That's also slightly sharter.